The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Bill Plaschke, Israel Gutierrez, Frank Isola, L. Duncan, opening night. Ooh. Let me ask you guys a question. The last NFL team to repeat as champions. Anybody know the answer
Patriots.
To that question?
Patriots.
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 Cowboys. Not the Cowboys.
Isola, Patriots. Oh my goodness, let's go.
Bro, Isola, how do you not know
Patriots? I know that, come on.
That's Bill Belichick always can.
Here's a real trivia question. That was a layup. That was for a casual fan, and I solely got it wrong. Here's the real trivia question. The last Super Bowl winning team to return all 22 starters. Anyone know that?
Steelers.
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Sometimes.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Israel. Yep. Plaschke, you said it too. 1979. And they repeated as champions. So. There's also a question whether Tom Brady is primed for his best season ever at 44, because that's what some Buccaneers coaching staff is saying. Around the horn of Bill Plaschke, the question is, could this year's Bucs be better than last year's Bucs?
Here's my trivia question for you, Tony. How many NFL games have been won by quarterbacks age 44 and over? The answer is one. Vinny Testaverde, 1-4. That's the entirety of the resume of a 44-year-old quarterback. Tom Brady's great. The last season was so sweet. This is not going to be an encore. Brady's coming off knee surgery, and he had a bout with COVID. The rest of the team, they're all back. That's a good thing. That's also a bad thing. There's no infusion of new hunger in there. All these guys have already won their rings now. There's not going to be the push there was last year. And also the health. Last year, they were by far the healthiest team in the league. That's a lot of matter of luck. Is that going to happen again?
Just hold on one second, Bill. Do you see the faces of your colleagues here? Do you see how much joy you give them when you say things
I've
like
seen
no
those faces
infusion
for 18
of a
years.
Frank Isola, you want in here? Get on
those
in
faces
here, Frank.
For 18 years.
The last time I went on this show, I was 44 years old, a long, long time ago. I am happy you mentioned Vinny Testaverde. By the way, Bill, he's a New Yorker. Here's what you're forgetting. There's only 17 games. It's not 82 like the NBA, 162 like baseball. The hunger
really?
Is there to repeat and do something that hasn't been done since the Patriots in 03, 04 when the quarterback was Tom Brady. Tom Brady right now, with all the knowledge he has in his head, much like LeBron, they know how to build a team. They know how to make it work. Last year, Tom Brady, completion percentage up, quarterback rating was up, and he doesn't have to be that great because they have a terrific defense. This team wants to win the Super Bowl. Bruce Arians has talked about wanting to repeat. They have something to be hungry about, Bill. It's called repeating.
I don't see
All
it.
Right. Do you believe it. The Buccaneers are better this year than last year, Frank?
Yes, and I think they're smarter,
and
too.
And do you believe they'll repeat this year?
No, I don't.
you answer the question, Frank. Let's bring Israel Gutierrez in there. You can answer both those questions.
I mean, Bill busting out the hunger analytics here and say, I mean, come on. It's Tom Brady. Like, if there's anybody who lacks complacency at any point
Thank
in his
you.
Career, it's Tom Brady. Like, when you're on a Tom Brady team at this point in your career, you join that
That's
fight for
right.
whatever it is, eight rings now. You join that battle for making him the greatest of all time in all of sports. That's all the hunger or motivation you need. Now, I don't think they're going to repeat. I do think that they were incredibly lucky last year when it came to health. And when you look at the roster at any point last year, outside of when they got to the playoffs, you never thought, wow, this is a runaway Super Bowl team. Now, because it's the last thing we saw, we feel like, hey, this is a runaway Super Bowl team. Well, a lot of things can change. If Aaron Rodgers makes one different decision in an NFC Championship game, then maybe, you know, we're looking at the Bucs entirely differently here. So I don't think hunger is going to be the problem. I think not being able to repeat the good fortune of last year is going to be the main problem, and they will not
repeat. When this
also, I will say this, though. Yeah. This is probably why Bill Belichick kept everything quiet. Because when your coach is saying, hey, might be the best season ever, you're setting expectations a little too high.
L. Duncan, there are no expectations that are too high for you. Please, go ahead.
This is so, like, this is the worst day of the year for sports pundits because you either pick against Tom Brady and you're proved to be a moron, or you pick him and people call you lazy. So you're really damned if you do and damned if you don't in this situation. I actually disagree with Frank. I don't think Tom Brady is motivated by simply running it back because he's already done that. I think Tom Brady is motivated to go perfect. It's the only thing he's never done, right? It's the only thing he's never done. That is frightening. But I'm going to die on this hill because I have been saying this for months now, even on this show. Yes, the Bucks got better, right? Because they are healthier, despite being the healthiest team. They lost O.J. Howard. Antonio Brown now apparently looks to be good. Tom Brady apparently moving better because he had knee surgery. And they didn't have COVID last year, as Bruce Arians said. But I'm going to die on this hill. You have to get better to repeat. You can't stay the same because of attrition. The Chiefs got better. So, no, I don't think that they are necessarily better team, and I don't think they're going to win this
game. Lashkey, back in.
What else said? That's it.
Phil, you had a big lead to start. Now you're going the wrong way. The Dallas Cowboys also appearing tonight. And like usual, anything is possible with this team. You could say 11 wins, 30 points per game offensively, and yeah, maybe. You could say 6-9-2, allowing 40 points per game on defense, and you say, sure, whatever. L, when will we know, and what is it going to take for the Cowboys' best possible season, and what's the risk for another dud season?
When will we know? We'll know that the Cowboys are for real when they finally freaking win it. I mean, I just like, they're smoke and mirrors. This team is so, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to fall in love with Dak Prescott the first few weeks of the season, despite him coming off that injury. Because since QBR became a thing in 06, there are only three other quarterbacks that are as good or better than Dak Prescott the first month of the season. They are Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. What's the common denominator? They all have rings. So Dak and what he does doesn't really mean much for the Cowboys, at least that was what the numbers will tell you. I think a good measuring stick is going to be next week because this is going to be a game where they are overmatched. Let's just be real. But a Chargers team is sort of like the Cornish hen to the golden goose that the Bucks are. But
Wait. How did you already get to Cowboys Chargers week two? Frank Isola, talk to me about the Cowboys big picture this season and when will we know?
Yeah, L's buddy Dan Quinn now running the defense. I think the defense will be fine. I think Dak Prescott will eventually be fine. Let's remember, he hasn't played in 11 months, and he didn't throw a pass in the preseason. So here's a guy who got a huge contract. We know all the pressure when you're going to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I think the break that they get, the division that they're in, isn't great. Washington has a chance to maybe win it, but I think Dallas should come through. They might be 9-8 and win the division for crying out loud, but I'm not expecting too much of them in terms of playoff success. Regular season, they'll be fine, but I don't think this is a big time.
You heard Frank kind of gloss over, though. Dan Quinn's running the defense now. They'll be better. Israel Gutierrez, is that how you see it?
They have better players.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things that really factor into what the Dallas Cowboys are going to be this year. One is Dak Prescott's health and his ability to play like his old self. And two is this defense, right, which was historically bad last year. Now, they addressed it very, very much so in the draft and in free agency. And if they sort of project to be even an average or slightly below average defense, and if you project then a slightly diminished version of Dak Prescott, let's say, for the course of this season, that still has them projected at like 10, 11 wins. And so you forget how good Dak Prescott was, how much he made up for what that bad defense was. So if they become somewhat even close to mediocre, and again, they would almost have to be with all the improvements, I think that with the health of Dak Prescott, this offense can absolutely hold its own, average somewhere between 26 and 30 points a game. The pieces are all there. We just need to make sure that he's not overcompensating with the ankle and hurting that shoulder.
I'll get back to you in a second. Plashkey.
Yeah, you said with the health of Dak Prescott. That's a huge question mark, Izzy. Yes, I think defensively, Micah Parsons with Quinn, they're going to be better defensively. But offensively, remember last year they scored 11 fewer points a game without Prescott. That's huge. They were 4-7 without Prescott. That's huge. And anybody who watched Hard Knocks knows he's not fully ready for the season. I mean, it's obvious to me, and you can tell the team really relies on his heartbeat, on his pulse. And it was wavering there during Hard Knocks. I mean, you saw him with the injuries, with the shoulder, with the ankle, trying to come back from it. I don't know when he's going to be ready or if he's ready. So I think it's a huge question mark. It's all about that.
L. Duncan, last word.
None none of you answered the question. Then the offense will do what, Izzy?
I did.
What, Frank? What, Bill? No, you didn't. The point of the matter is that Jerry Jones is not hanging division banners. So, yes, okay, they're going to get by their terrible division. They've got the 18th hardest strength of schedule. The problem with the Cowboys is that by the time they get to the playoffs, they're a team that has been forged in tepid water instead of fire. So who is this team? We will have no idea until the playoffs when it counts and they don't win.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said. Not at all, Frank.
That's not what either of you said.
Please, defend your argument then. Go ahead, Frank.
No, I hate saying this. She happens to be 100% right. Never is more spoken about for a team that does so little. I get it. They're a good regular season team, but do you see them winning 3 or 4 playoff games? I just don't see it. There are too many good teams in that division, and Dak Prescott is a gigantic question mark. An expensive question mark, but a question mark.
All right, let's talk tonight. That's all big picture. Tonight, can we just enjoy professional football in America? I mean, we look forward to this opening night game. And there have been some tight ones, and sometimes they get away from you. The line for this game started Buccaneers 6.5 or 7, and now it's gone up to Tampa 9.5 or 10. So, Israel, how does tonight get won?
Look, I just think that the Buccaneers are in better position to come out of the gates, you know, looking great. And when you talk about Tom Brady and his team and his preparation, I don't think anybody can really match. So I think they're probably going to cover in this one and make the Cowboys look a little bad.
Lashke.
They're going to blitz Dak all night long. Dak doesn't do well against the blitz, even when he's healthy. Now when he's still hobbled, it's going to be a nightmare for the Cowboys. Bucks win easily.
Oh, Duncan?
Not only is he hobbled, they don't have their guard, do the Cowboys. They don't have Zach Martin. He's the Patrick Mahomes of guards. Like, that's significant. And I think that the Bucks are going to beat them either
way. And Frank,
there is no Patrick Mahomes of guards.
Tom Brady started slow last season. That defense took care of Patrick Mahomes. They'll take care of Dak Prescott. And the overreaction tomorrow about the Cowboys, that will be off the charts.
Yeah. Off the charts? Frank, you know something about that. You're at minus 12 right now. That is off the charts.
That's a good golf score.
Buy or sell in 2 minutes.
I'm the Patrick Mahomes.
I'm back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The whiplash you get from watching this U.S. men's national soccer team. How atrocious the first half was versus Honduras. How effervescent the second half was to score 4 in the final 45. It took Greg Berhalter saying he screwed up the lineup and formation just like the Canada game, but fixed it at halftime. So whether the Abadanza was worth all the agita is a question I ask for you. And also, let's acknowledge the arrival of Ricardo Pepi. A goal and 2 assists for the 18-year-old. Frank Isola, what to buy, what to sell from USA 4, Honduras 1.
Well, you happen to be 100% right. Here was the formation that he used, 3-4-3, was terrible. The roster selection. So this potentially could have been the worst night of Greg Berhalter's coaching career. It turned out to be the best because give him credit for showing some humility and creativity by changing it. And the three guys that he put in at the start of the second half, Robinson, Aronson, and Legette, all scored. That's pretty good.
Israel.
Yeah, I thought that what I'm buying is that this was possible, right? Because we're just coming off of one of the best summers they've had for USMNT, right? And then you just had this, when you get into qualifying, everything falls apart. And so you're just like, okay, thank goodness that second half is even possible. I mean, you look at some of the players, that first goal by Anthony Robinson, the poise to just put it in the top right-hand corner there. I thought that was great. Christian Pulisic, before he got hurt, was really aggressive. And yeah, the fact that you got Ricardo Pepi, an 18-year-old that you can get this excited about, I think it really turned on its head the narrative, I'm sorry,
okay,
of the U.S. men's soccer team over
Bill,
just one period of one half.
We're
rather.
Thinking about the first half or the second half?
Oh, it's all about the last 45 minutes. Those were incredible 45 minutes. This is only the second time in qualifying history in 41 games that the U.S. has trailed at intermission and won, and actually won the game. Remember, 16 of these players are in their first World Cup qualifying. The average age is 24. This is these bumps and bruises are to be expected. It's part of the roller coaster. They're on their way now. They're on their
way. And L. Duncan.
I love that Frank wants to give Berhalter credit for making a mistake and then just like cleaning it up. He probably thinks that you should.
Well, that is very Frank-like move.
For answering a trivia question that you asked the answer to. Anyway, I actually.
You're still mad about that.
I think my biggest sell here is that like there was a lot of hype after they announced the qualifying rosters. I'm sorry, it didn't match for 2.5 matches of uninspiring play doesn't make up for one half of really, really good play. What I did learn, though, Tony, is that finally this team has a little Pepi in its step.
Oh, that's terrible.
Three points on the road. 3 points on the road is good.
What was that gesture?
Look
what
at
was
her.
That thing?
You're loving that pony life you're living right now, too, with that high ponytail. I gotta say that, L. Duncan. We'll move on. 32 teams in the NFL, 31 of the coaches have named their starting quarterback for week one. The one that hasn't, Kyle Shanahan. Bill Plaschke, what do you think Kyle Shanahan's thinking here? And is he going to say Garoppolo or Lance's name before Sunday versus Detroit? Because Garoppolo has already kind of said, yeah, I know I'm starting.
No, he's not going to say anything because he's already showed us. In the last preseason game, Garoppolo played 14 snaps. Lance played 10 snaps. They're both going to play. That's why he's not saying it. They're both going to be a change of pace like New Orleans was last year. They're both going to
Israel,
play.
Do you feel Shanahan's being coy here for a reason?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be something, whether he's just upset because since July 27th, he said Garoppolo's going to be my starter, and he hasn't said anything's changed. It feels like it's a little bit of a standoff with the media, but I do wonder if he's going to be funny and literally start Trey Lance for his package and then, you know, for 80% of the game from then on, play Jimmy Garoppolo.
Frank?
Trey Lance completed less than 60% of his passes in the preseason. Jimmy Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. He's going to start, but I think Bill is right. In a very Taysom Hill kind of way, you're being creative. Use other players. Use your entire roster. I think you'll see Trey Lance.
L. Duncan.
This is like when a celebrity is like spotted like shopping for a baby, but they won't tell you if they're actually pregnant, and then a paparazzi like tracks down their dad at a Kroger.
Is it like that?
And their dad's like, oh yeah, no, for sure they're having babies. Like, I don't know why he's doing this, because like essentially we already know what's to be, right? Like, that's what he's doing. And I totally get that. But I think maybe what he knows is
that
Jimmy G is always hurt and has the third highest interception rate over the last three seasons.
Yes,
so maybe he doesn't want to have a big proclamation
of love
because he knows.
Instead of one of your analogies, right? L. Duncan, analogies.
You are unbelievable with these analogies.
Yeah. Buy or sell three, Bengals rookie receiver Ja'Marr Chase, all right? All the drops this preseason, 5 in total. He told Bengals.com, the NFL ball is different than the college ball. It's bigger and harder to see because the college ball has those white stripes. He's also ordered his own personal jugs machine, so he says all is good with him. You buy that the white stripes is the reason for the drops, Israel?
I mean, Tony, the only thing the white stripes should be blamed for is too much Seven Nation Army in these stadiums, okay? This is absolutely a disconcerting situation for Ja'Marr Chase. Like, you don't hear the all-time great saying, I needed to get used to a ball without the stripes on it.
Bill Plaschke?
Is he the highest draft pick ever who skipped the entire season before voluntarily? I mean, you know, he didn't play because of COVID. I think we're seeing the ramifications of that. This is kind of new to the NFL. I think he'll get his groove eventually, but he's struggling with it, and he's trying to figure out reasons for it.
L. Duncan?
Why don't you just answer your own question, Bill? You're good at that. Ask it and then answer it. Frankly, when
I
it comes to Ja'Marr.
I just did.
When it comes to Jamar, I don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell, okay? And he's right. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. I'm running out of lyrics from Seven Nation Army. Tony, wrap this.
I didn't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. Good job out of you, L. Duncan.
Finally got
Frank
what
Isola.
I'm... See?
What's the expression, you have one job? All he has to do is catch the ball, and Izzy happens to be right. You didn't hear Megatron or Jerry Rice say, yeah, I'm really having trouble catching the ball. If you can't catch the ball now, it's not going to get much better. This is not good for Cincinnati. Not good. Almost made it to zero.
There you go, Frank Isola.
Jeter.
Flashkey got taken down by L. Duncan.
Zero points. It made no sense.
How did she get 26?
Baby? What are you talking about?
Where is L. Duncan from? L. Duncan is from Atlanta. Give me a point.
Well, we take one away.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hunter Renfro, you had yourself a night last night. He had the game-winning, or the go-ahead, we'll call it, home run in the eighth inning. And then he had the game-winning walk-off assist from the throw to third here on this crazy play. Where is a walk-off assist on the pecking order of walk-offs, Israel?
All right, I've got it third, Tony. I've got the first is the walk-off grand slam. There's too many statistics there. Second is the walk-off steal of home. And then this is the third, the walk-off throw out. Doesn't matter what base.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I knew this was coming. I knew this kid had something special when I watched him play for Dabo for 12 years at Clemson. He has always been this talented.
Oh, yes. It's a good joke, but you didn't answer the question. For somebody who has such a problem with people asking and answering questions, maybe you should try it once, Al. That's what's... We'll move on. Showdown 2, Nick Saban, all right? So... He's going with the whole we're not that good bit, when everybody knows you're actually good. And they're playing Mercer this week, L. So is it really working for Nick Saban?
It's not. This is as tired an act as him and Bill Belichick trading do-your-job jabs back and forth. All Mercer was going to do was collect their $600,000 check, and now they have to deal with collateral insults from Nick Saban all week. Go away.
You can tell he's reaching because at some point in this press conference, he blamed the sun for his team's inability to be able to practice correctly. And so I feel like he's stretching a little bit.
All right. Israel Gutierrez, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you. So the last time I talked about Tyler Hero on TV, it was on a show called Highly Questionable. And he called me and Bomani Jones and Mike Golic Jr. squares for talking about him getting crossed up at one of his camps. Well, I'd like to talk about him now because he doesn't have to worry about HQ anymore. And Tyler, it's been pretty obvious you've been working out. He posted on his Instagram, this is NBA workout season, right? He's clearly ripped. So I figure a little bit of a truce here. How about we just go hit a train tracks, do a little photo shoot, you know, show off the new body. Hey, okay. We're a team.
All right, now that was self-serving.
What is that a truce for?
And I know you were, I know you said it in jest. I know how much
HQ means to you,
how much you love the show.
Who lost today's showdown?
It's tomorrow.
L.
Final
I answer my own question.
2:30, ESPN2. Set your DVRs now as we say goodbye to a friend.